this wonderful time in the presence of God. The time to tap into the supernatural. The time to receive refreshment. The time to renew your strength. And also, the time to beautify yourself with the holiness of God. Because you are in His presence. And the anointed servant of God, an apostle of faith, Right Reverend Dr. David Oyedepo, the Bishop of the Living Faith Church worldwide, is the vessel. And the message is titled, Conditions for Prosperity. God bless your listening. Now the Bishop.
Opening to Job 22. Job 22nd chapter. And we like to begin from there so that we will go on to locate what the commandment is. And that commandment is the commandment of everlasting blessing and abundance for God's people. And chapter 22 of Job, beginning from verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. The Hebrew word translated peace here is shalom. What do I call it? Now, it stands for prosperity, health, and abundance. I mean, you put them together. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, for there is no other way to what I'm going to talk about. Receive, I beg you. That's the meaning. I pray you means I beg you. The Holy Ghost is begging you. He said, receive, I beg you, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return from your own ways to his way, you shall be built up. Can you say amen to that? Now you are falling on a way now. God is saying, that way you are following is not the way out. You stand to be destroyed eventually. Therefore, U-turn is permitted. Return, I pray thee. I mean, he said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. I said, you shall be built up, and you shall put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. That is, you get it God's righteous way, not by duping somebody else. And he said, then, now, you see, he said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And I tell you, that law may not be in line with what way you are going now. So return in order to apply this law. Is that right? Now return from your own way to his own way so you can be built up. And then you put away iniquity from you. You are not going to get it the way the world gets it because you are not like them. You are in the world. You are not of the world. Now you get what I'm talking about. And he said, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust. Now, God is talking about, let me use this word, excessive abundance. Overflowing supplies. Then shall you lay up gold as dust. Now, there is a law, therefore, that results in abundance of gold, which you have to locate and receive. To receive a law means to abide by the law. Is that right? To comply with the law. That's what it means. And we are interested in helping you tonight to locate that law. It's one law. One. There are not 20. Just one law that will result in material abundance. One law that will grant you access into a prosperous life that is charged with pleasure. One law. So, the Holy Ghost is saying, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up this word I'm going to say in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, I can assure you, you shall be built up. Then you will put away iniquity from you. And you shall lay up gold as dust. Now, so we are here tonight to locate. God can be asking you to receive a law that does not exist. So the law must be in existence. And the Bible said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we want to find out what is that law. And I tell you, friends, it's not like you know it before. Amen. If it is just given, the world will be a different world today. Bless God for giving. God can't multiply your seed except you give. But if you don't know the correct attitude to giving, you are wasting your seed. You are what? You are with. Not every giver will end up prospering. Does that sound strange? Some tithers, pledgers, and givers may die in penury. I want to show you what that law is tonight. Amen. It entails giving, but it does not begin with giving. So I want to show you, you know, I told you in the morning, you are coming to hear what you have never, never heard before. Not every giver will prosper. Hallelujah. Not every tither may receive. Now, so we want to find out what exactly it is that results in this supernatural abundance. Now, listen to this. It's a supernatural act of God. It's not what you can labor to ever get till you die. We are talking about the supernatural finger of God in the material affairs of men. We are not talking about what you can struggle to get, what they can increase your salary to bring about. We are talking about God blessing you with material abundance supernaturally. And so we want to find out how to get it. Now, Jesus leaked a secret. And that secret is a fundamental law that brings about superabundance in any believer's life. Open with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And let's see what God calls it. Bless God for giving. Or bless God for the platform upon which giving becomes productive. Amen. Now, you know, if you sow your seed on a wrong soil, you get nothing. It's correct seed. And the normal agricultural rule is that when you plant it, you expect some harvest. But you don't always get that harvest. Because it's not just planting, but planting the right place. Planting in the right place. So let's find out the platform upon which your abundance really comes. Chapter 6 of Matthew. Very eternal law. This one takes care of everything. It makes giving produce before even it lands. Chapter 6 and verse 33. Jesus is teaching some mysterious things here, and he ended up saying in verse 33, but now look at verse 31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. But your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. That means you need them. Your heavenly Father knows you need them. And he wants to show you the only way to enjoy this supernatural release from him. And now come over to verse 33. And Jesus said, but I know you need them. I know you need good houses. I know you need good clothing. I know you want convenient food. But you never get it the way they get it. Let me show you how you get your own. That's what Jesus is saying. Let me show you how to get your own. Now, the Gentiles are only after it. They want good cars, good houses, good furnishing, good everything. And Jesus said, I know you need them. But let me show you how you get your own. They can't get their own except they crave after it and they run after it and they kill people to get it. But let me show you how to get your own. Friends, listen. You know, his ways are higher than your ways and his thoughts than your thoughts. What God shows you may not really rhyme with your natural approach to life. But that's what we produce as long as we're in this kingdom. If you want to live well in this kingdom, abide by the laws of this kingdom. If you get to London today, you have to drive on the right, on the left-hand side. Is that right? That's the law of that. If you say you are a Nigerian, a stubborn Nigerian, you arrive there, you say, God forbid, I'll still ride on my right-hand side. The British police are looking for who to deal with. They will take you like that and keep you where your relations will never know where you are until they pluck your two eyes out. Now, you have been translated from the kingdom where your parents gave birth to you into another one. Jesus said, I mean, Paul the Apostle was saying by revelation that he has translated us. We are transferred. Amen? So, we are in the world. We are not of the world. Our citizenship is in heaven. Now, you get what I'm talking about? Okay, so we are heaven citizens. So, we are no longer operating by the world system. This is what makes it work in the new kingdom where you are. Jesus said, you want the secret? I know you need those things. Aren't you glad that God knows we need good houses? Aren't you glad that God knows? Well, God bless all this equipment. Tomorrow you have no choice. You have to put all those things together. Now you see, God said, I know you need them. So don't look at people who live in good houses and say, forget them. You are going to hell. God said you need them. I mean, somebody's riding in 500 Mercedes. Mercedes, 500. Brand new, just arriving. God said, I know you need it. Isn't God a generous God? Can you think better than God? He said, your heavenly Father, as he sits down in heaven, he knows you need them. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy about that? That God said, I know you need them. Don't pretend. I know you need them. I mean, I'm not going to hide that. God said, Son David, I know you need them. I said, Father, I know that I know I need them. I don't have nothing to hide under. I know that I know I need them. Amen. He said, I know you need them. And let me show you how I will make them available to you. This is the gateway to having them. This is the ticket to make them happen. Jesus said, but seek ye first. Oh, the most difficult of all laws in life. That is, forget yourself for now. Make my kingdom your sole reason for existence. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all it demands. And all these things that they run after and kill people to get, I will supernaturally add them to you. Now listen to me. Do you know many givers are seeking money? That's why they give. The reason they give is they are seeking money. Now, you understand why so many givers will never see money till they die? The reason they give their tithe is so they can have money. Not so that God's kingdom might be expanded. Not so that God's word can spread. Not so that God can fulfill his purpose of reaching the nations of the earth with the gospel. The reason they cast their offering to the basket is so they can get money. Ooh. Hear this. You are still running after it like the world is running after it. But God said, run after me. Then I will supernaturally add those things to you. You mean I will add them. I won't wait for you to cry for them. I will be adding them to you. How are you listening to that? That is the only way to lay up gold as dust. That is Jesus' own teaching. That is the Holy Ghost teaching through the Spirit of God. I mean double anointing. But seek. Now he said, don't mistake me for you don't need it. I know you need these things. I'm not trying to brainwash you. I know you need them. But let me tell you sincerely how to get them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seek ye first. So before anything you need, you have lined up what the kingdom of God in your vicinity needs. I tell you that is 1% of church people. 1% of church people. But seek ye first. I know you need good houses. You need buoyant cars. You want like the bishop to park your helicopter on top of your roof. Which must happen because God knows I need it. I don't have to struggle at the airport to board a plane to travel just a short place like Enugu. I don't need that. Amen. God said, I know you need these things. And I agree. Because I really need them. Amen. But my ways are not your ways, hear the Lord. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. As the heavens are higher above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the only way you get it. My kingdom first. Have you ever thought about people God said he will give 100-fold? It's not every giver. Whosoever has left whatever he left for my sake and for the kingdom's sake. Not for his sake and for the expectation he has, but for my sake and for my kingdom, he shall have 100-fold of it now in this time and in the world to come, life everlasting. So not all givers. Those who gave for their own sake, we have nothing. Those who gave for my sake and for my kingdom, they can expect 100-fold returns. In fact, look, gospel put it as manifold returns. That's manifold. You can't stop the number of powers to which it goes. Now, I will read that. I don't want to be in a hurry tonight. I want to show you that, and then you will underline for my sake. Not for your stomach's sake. Not for your bank account's sake. But for my sake and for the kingdom's. I mean, the supernatural blow up we are talking about is for kingdom addicts. For what? Folks that are addicted to the welfare of the kingdom. That's what they are for. It's not for gimmick givers. What since they say God will give to me, hallelujah, praise God for my sake, I give everything I have. Hallelujah. God, I'm expecting right now, windows of heaven, you better open or I collect my offering back from the pastor. I mean, some of you have heard me say that a time is coming when folks will come and say, Pastor, I'm sorry, you said windows of heaven will open, I never saw any. Give me my money. He said, do you want to backslide? Yes, I have backslidden. You want your money? My money now or I lock you up? And he wants his money back. Because the reason he gave is not for his sake, it's for his own personal sake. Can you see what I'm talking about? I wish it were given. Oh, blessed saints of God will have flourished like palm tree. It's not just giving. It is the background attitude back of your giving that determines whether it has returns or not. I know you need these things, but seek ye first the kingdom. Many, many prosperity preachers have missed that point. If you give, I tell you, God will return back to you. It's a lie. I mean, I know that little now. That God will not return for everybody. He will return for people who gave on these premises. Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Go check every man and woman that have supernaturally prospered in the kingdom of God. They are addicted to the welfare of the kingdom. You can safely refer to them as kingdom addicts. Their thought life is the kingdom. When they sleep, the kingdom. When they wake up, is the kingdom. When they are looking for a business, it's so that the kingdom of God can flourish by it. When they are establishing anything, the kingdom of God is behind their mind. Is the motive they have for every effort they put in life. Haven't you heard God's word saying, labor not to be rich, and cease from your own understanding. That's in Proverbs 23, and I think verse 6 or thereabout. Labor not to be rich, and cease from... You know why that advice is necessary? Because you never get rich through sweat. Not, at least not in the kingdom. Bless God, we are commanded not to be idle. But your strength is inadequate to guarantee you riches. So don't sweat about it. The sinners are sweating about it. 23 verse 1? Verse 4. Labor not to be rich and cease from your own understanding. Your understanding tells you the harder you work, the more blessed you become. And God says, cease from it. Because it never works for you. This is a new kingdom. Where you are coming from, it may work, but not here. You know what the Bible said? It said, when this thing has come to you, thou shalt remember that it is the Lord your God which giveth the power to get wealth, that he may establish unto you the covenant that is sworn to your fathers as it is this day. So it is not your strength that brought the wealth. It is the Lord that giveth the power to get wealth. So your sweat is too small for that. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9, God's word said, by strength shall no man prevail. In Romans 9 verse 16, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. In Psalm 33 and verse 17, no king is saved by the multitude of his host, and a horse is a vain thing in the day of battle. So, you are too small to make it. Can you say amen to that? You are too small to make it. I hope you are not confused. Are you alive? Are you hearing what I'm talking about? So if the reason you are giving your offering is so that you can get money, I pity your condition. But if it is so that God's kingdom can be built and spread abroad, then I congratulate you in advance. Because you are among the people that will play with money. I mean, you are among the people that will play with money. Hallelujah. That is, you will tell somebody, go to that pocket. Any pocket on the wardrobe, just put your hand in any of them. Bring me about 300 naira. You won't even know how much there is in each pocket. Do you know how many doors you have in your house? Up to 1 million? You can't tell. He said, you will lay up gold as dust. You have one drawer for 20 naira, another drawer for 10 naira, another drawer for 5. You have it. And 50 couple will not be around your house. You lay up gold as dust. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. What is Jesus saying? If you want plenty, much more than what the Gentiles have, this is the approach. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added supernaturally to you. They shall be added. Mark chapter 10. Just to establish that from the mouth of Jesus, he said it in that place and he said it in so many other places. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mark chapter 10. Don't you see that folks who didn't come tonight, they missed everything. They have thought we'll be talking to them about giving tonight. So they said, I know that one already. I'm tithing, I tell you. You go and ask the pastor, I'm tithing. And I'm giving offering every time. But they are pouring water into a basket. They don't know the meaning of what they are doing. Now, verse 29. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's. You know, he's saying the premises on which you leave those things. Not for your sake. Not even for your faith. It is for his name and for the gospel's sake. You see that? Now mark it and put today's date on it. That's the only way you give to expect anything to happen. He said, for my sake and the gospel's sake. But he shall receive 100-fold. So do you see now, friends, why many people have been giving for the past 10 years and they never received 1-fold? Not 1-fold. Not even what they gave. At least if your bank won't give you interest, won't they give you original, you know, deposit? This one is not like that. They are planting on a completely wrong platform. For their sake. So they could have cars. So they could live in good houses. That's for the reason they are giving. And only heaven can tell how many petitions God receives every day. I have been giving tithe now since January. This is March. No window is opened. What, God, may I warn you, please. If I don't see anything by April ending, my even the tithe I've given you, I will collect it back. I have my receipt. Hallelujah. They don't know, and he has said it. He said, as I've cried and you will not listen, so you will cry and I will not hearken. The only people that are entitled to 100-fold, don't jump it. When you are reading scriptures, don't jump. Follow word by word. No one has left all these things for my sake and for the gospels, but he shall have 100-fold now in this time and in the world to come, word I mean life everlasting. And chapter 18 of Luke. Let's go to chapter 18 of Luke. Luke chapter 18 and verse 28. Are you flowing along at all?
Yes.
Are you happy with what is happening?
Yes.
I don't want you to waste your seed anymore. This is the way to walk in it. Luke chapter 18. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, verse 29, there is no man that has left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, children, or for the kingdom of God's sake. So for what sake are you giving your tithe? Is it for your own belly's sake, or for the kingdom's sake? Jesus said, for the kingdom. Now you see, so my namesake and the gospel, all of them mean kingdom. All of them mean what? For the kingdom's sake. Can you see the same truth now?
coming all the way from Matthew 6:33 and coming down now there to Mark 10 and coming out here again to Luke 18, the same truth. For kingdom's sake. A great man of God by name Lester Sumrall. This great man of God, an elderly statesman today, 1947, there were some two people who were in the city where he lived in Bible school, and because they couldn't pay their fee, they were to leave the Bible school. And it occurred to him, how would these people go home because they couldn't pay their school fees? Nobody can tell what use God will put these folks tomorrow and what part they have to play in the kingdom of God. So the first car ever in his life, he sold it for their school fees. It doesn't happen by chance. Friends, no one ever makes it in the kingdom by accident. If you are too smart for God, God will be too smart for you. Hallelujah. I must tell you, I'm enjoying supernatural addition. I can't tell one last I pray for something to come to me. I don't have time for it. Amen. I don't have time for it. I just came back from America now. Our ministry gave us complete printing press. Complete what? And I said to myself, did I ever pray for that? I never. Did I ever ask God, oh God, give us printing press? I never. Did you guess exactly when they gave it to you? No. Just very normal. I mean, complete print. Some people have almost killed themselves now to own a printing press. Every time they name them printing press, they call it in tongues, they call it in English. Printing press. Printing press. And if you ask him, why do you need the printing press? The kingdom of God is completely absent from the motives. Completely absent. Until the well-being of the kingdom becomes your thought life, you are far away from what you are talking about. Jesus said here, there is no man that has left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake. Who shall not receive? Can you see? I mean, they are all decrees. You left it for this sake, and you shall receive the following. Aren't you happy about that, friends? Let's go back to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19. Look at verse 29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. For my name's sake. That is, the promise is not to everyone who gave. The promise is for people who gave for his name's sake. Are you following at all? That is the platform upon which your giving produces supernaturally. That is the ground. That's where you sow in order to reap. But if the only reason you are giving is so that you can have back, then you are laboring to be rich. And because by strength shall no man prevail, you never see riches. I don't know how you feel, but that's the truth. Amen. Now the wealthiest man in the world, let me show you his picture. You know the Bible said all things that are written, they are written for our examples. We upon whom the end of the age has come. Let me show you the example of the wealthiest man that ever lived. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 3. First Kings chapter 3. Most of you know the man called Solomon. Have you heard about him before? Okay. Here's Solomon's story. This is how it all began. Verse 3. I want you to read the first phrase, everyone. Now, look at that first phrase. One more time, everybody, let's go. And Solomon loved the Lord. Come again now. And Solomon loved the Lord. That is the beginning of the journey to prosperity. And Solomon loved the Lord. Not and Solomon loved money. Not and Solomon loved prosperity. And Solomon loved the Lord. I mean, the first introduction of this man is that he loved the Lord. Now, you can see the way he exhibited it. Because he loved the Lord, the Bible said, and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt what? Offerings did Solomon offer upon the altar. God never saw that. He went out to express how much he loved the Lord. You know, giving is an expression of your love. God so loved the word he gave. He didn't sing. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved. And they'll be weeping. That's fake love. God so loved the Lord, the word, he gave his best to the world. Solomon so loved the Lord. We were not told Solomon had more than 1,000 sheep, but he sacrificed all he got for God. He sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings, the greatest thing in the history of man. And hear what God said to him. And in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon. Amen. In a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Open check. And come and see what this man Solomon is also doing. Ask. May God not ask you that now. I know God may almost regret that he asked you. The moment you just ask, can I have 30 minutes, please? I hope they have said that your riches is inexhaustible, but wait for me. 30 minutes. You may almost regret that you asked me that question. But here is a man who loved the Lord. Hear what he had to say. And Solomon said, thou hast shown unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore, are you here this man? Thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord. Can you see? Did this kingdom crazy Solomon never needed a thing for himself? God gave him open check, feel it. He said, it is this thy kingdom, that I may judge your people righteously. That's all I need. You have shown me such a great favor. What else do I need? I want to please you. I want to be sure that your kingdom is well with your kingdom. Lord, your kingdom, and the Bible says, and this speech pleased the Lord. I perceive that most of your prayer requests displease the Lord. Oh God, give me bread, tea, margarine, jam, pineapple cheer jam, orange jam, you know, orange juice, pineapple juice. You know how many times most of you have fasted in your life? The kingdom is completely absent from the fast. Everything bread and butter. God, I'm fasting today for these two reasons. One, I need a house, and you know, I need a house. Two, I need a good job, better than the one I'm doing now. Believe me, that's the only reason I'm fasting today. Thank you, Father. Amen. And the speech displeased the Lord. Hallelujah. Solomon said, thy kingdom. And the Bible said, and the speech pleased the Lord as that Solomon had asked it. And God said unto him, because, can you see now? Because you don't run after those things, I'm going to add them to you. Can't you see how that example really explains scriptures? He said, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself. Long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment to handle my kingdom. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. You know what Jesus said? If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things that Gentiles run after, they shall be added unto you. He said, I give to you this you have never asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. I don't know what other explanation you need. The Bible says the things that are written before, they are written for our examples, we upon whom the end of the age has come. The people of wealth that God is preparing, they are going to be kingdom crazy people. Kingdom crazy saints. Saints that live outside themselves. Saints that forget themselves in honor of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not lovers of pleasure, but lovers of God. And because they love God, God guarantees them adequate pleasure to play with. That's it. Anyone who understands what I'm talking about tonight has broken through. Anyone who understands what I'm talking about tonight will ever remember this day for good. Those who will be great among you, you will date it back to today. That I'm talking to you now prophetically. That's what the Lord spoke to me. Amen. I had a lot of battle in the morning to decide to stay for this night. A lot of battle. And God said, come on, you are saying. And I said, I'm going to get through you tonight to establish destinies of many. I had to go back to phone and say, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be in Kaduna tonight. In fact, when we phoned, my wife thought I was already in Kaduna. Because Pastor Paul was saying, well, they called for you from Kaduna. I think he forgot. Or maybe it was in my mind because I wanted to be in Kaduna myself. And God said, I should be here because he wants to establish some destinies afresh. This is how it is done. All this giving, so that you can get, never produce any result. Do you know when Peter and Cole left? They never asked Jesus, what shall we get now that we are living? They have left for long. And then a discussion came along, and then they asked, what shall we get? He said, because we left all that we left from the kingdom's sake, expect to have them back 100-fold now in this time.
Hallelujah. Now there are folks who have left their job. You get what I'm talking about? To preach the gospel, because to them the gospel is a better vocation, not because they love Jesus. You can see it in their attitude. You can see it in their approach. Everything they are living for is how to get, acquire, get. I got an experience like Solomon got. April 1987, the Lord gave a commandment that we go out on the mission field and preach. And God has blessed me a lot, you know. Blessed me a lot. So the Lord said, and after we raised all the offering, you know what we got? We didn't get 3,000. Amen. We didn't get 3,000. I don't know why. God wanted to put me on the line. But I've had the cities we are going. Today, some people came from Ilorin in the service in the morning, and they are buying chairs for you here in Lagos. Somebody came all the way from Azari in Bauchi State. You know, one of our brethren there was in service this morning. He's been around for some time now. That's the fruit of what God said for us to go and do all around the places. And the Lord said to me, he said, I had a knowing in my heart that I must slaughter one of the vehicles God has blessed me with for that job to be done. And I was going to slaughter the fastest of the vehicles. Mercedes 280S. And I said, God, because you said it, that's it for you. And I called my wife and said, the Lord is saying to me that we are going to sacrifice that car for this mission work to be done. Amen. For my sake and for the kingdom. And you know what the Lord said to me? Son, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. Exactly what God is saying. I wasn't doing that so I can get anything. I was doing that so that God's kingdom can go on. That's it. That is the motive that makes a winner materially. That is how to be propelled forward by God's supernatural forces. It's not by gimmicks, it's not by playing games, it's not by making people see. Until God sees that you're on the right path, you don't get nothing. For my sake and for the kingdom. Not for the church, not for the pastor, not for my friends to know, but for his sake and for the gospel's sake. Everything you lay down for gospel's sake, God said, expect manifold returns. Minimum 100-fold. Expect it. I bless God for your given life, but I wish you know now, this is the basis upon which your giving produces. And Solomon loved the Lord. And Solomon loved the Lord. And Solomon loved the Lord. And he expressed his love by his giving. And I said, giving is the only authentic, biblical evidence of love. He said, how dwell the love of God in you? You see your brother hungry, and he said, I pray for you. May you be warm in your stomach. That means love is not just talking. Love is acting. And love is not just acting. Love is giving. Giving. Love is giving. This is the gateway to supernatural breakthrough in the realm of silver and gold. This is the gateway. May this attitude become your lifestyle from now. Now, when they give you an opportunity to give for the gospel's sake, get excited. Another opportunity for 100-fold returns. Another opportunity for 100-fold returns. Another opportunity for 100-fold returns. Listen to this, friend. The Bible said in Psalm 35 and verse 27, it said, let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. Those that see with me, let them shout for joy. They that have delight in my way of doing things, let them shout for joy, because I take pleasure in their prosperity. Listen to this. You have to favor God's righteous cause for tithing. Amen. Just because you love God. Amen. He said, if you love me, do what? Keep my commandments. And my Father will love you. Hallelujah. No other evidence. Because it is his commandment, and you love him, then you keep it. That means you are favoring his righteous cause. Watch out for it. You must end up with prosperity. Listen to this. Every need of the gospel is the joint responsibility of every saint around that ministry. So every time they come to announce to you, we are doing this and we are doing that, and you are unhappy, you are not favoring his righteous cause. God has no other way of getting funds to get his job going except from you. And it's only when you are non-existent that God can turn back to stones and get it done supernaturally. When you see a man of God come around and say, we are going on radio, and it will take us 90,000 naira to get across, never wink your nose, or you wink away your prosperity. Let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, we take a pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. They were in the wilderness moving, and the Lord said to Moses, build me a tabernacle. And Moses said, how? He said, command, let it be known to the people that I want a tabernacle to be built, and ask them to bring up the offerings. God told me, he said, the only way I move my job forward is to demand of my people what I want them to give, so I can get the job done, and in getting the job done, I give them an opportunity for supernatural blessing. That's it. When such announcements are made that you are unhappy, you are not favoring his righteous cause, and get ready for poverty. Get ready for lack. Get ready for want. Amen. You see a man of God living in affluence, and it hurts you. And haven't you heard God's word say, they that preach the gospel shall live by the gospel. He said, God has ordained. It's heaven's arrangement. Your unhappiness can alter it. Those who preach the gospel shall live of the gospel. That's what God said. Amen. Do you know the people God is talking about hundredfold returns to apostles? Huh? So if you're a preacher, you need houses. Amen. You need what? I won't deceive you. I don't see any nation in the world where I don't need a house. Amen. I just need one in every place, minimum. 100. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not the son of man that has nowhere to live here. I'm son of God that's entitled to 100-fold returns. Can you remember that? Jesus didn't need that. He needed only 3.5 years to stay here. And you know, I'm still gunning for 120 minimum. So I need all those stores. Hallelujah. I need all those places. Glory to God. If I say I'm going to go to Ikoyi now, don't argue with me. I can buy all the houses and grade it and build the one I want. What concerns you after paying you your money? I have power to grade it and put the one I want on there. Friends, so don't let it annoy you when you see a servant of God serving the Lord and making progress. It is in God's everlasting arrangement. Those who favor his righteous cause, they shall prosper. Those who refuse to favor it, they are planning for trouble. That's all it takes. I don't know, but I believe in my spirit that right now something is changing right inside your heart. God is giving you a new heart, a new attitude. Whatever you are going for in life, put kingdom in the center of it. Don't put me like the rich fool. I will pull down these bounds. I will build new ones. I will say to my soul go rest. You've made everything you needed. You can now relax. You can sleep and wake up and eat as much as you want. There is no life in such things. There is no life in such things. I want to commend you now to God of all abundance. That having given you a new heart, he will give you the grace to operate on it all the days of your life. This is how it works. Can you say amen to that? This is how it works. If you are a lover of biographies, settle down and read biographies of most prosperous servants of God, you will find kingdom craziness in their attitude. You find men who have missed of every blessing that you think they should withhold, so they could please God and cause his kingdom to move forward. And there they are today, abundantly prosperous in God's plan and purpose for life. This is the secret. This is the secret. What am I saying then? Carry God's kingdom on your forehead from tonight. Amen. Whatever you become, make it plain enough to God, all that I am and all that I have is for the advancement of your kingdom. And demonstrate it in your daily living. Everyone that sees you will know this man is after the welfare of the kingdom. You know a man by name Nehemiah? A captain, for that matter. He sought the kingdom unto freedom. He sought the kingdom unto freedom. Nehemiah was a slave when he was crying for the falling walls of Jerusalem. Oh God. The news that other Jews had and were laughing all about, Jeremiah had it and couldn't eat. No, Lord. That wall must be built. The reproach of your people must be rolled away. Your heritage on earth cannot be polluted. God, you must do something. And as he sought the Lord, he secured his freedom for himself. Not only to return home as a captive return, but to return home as a king. And Nehemiah built the broken wall and he ruled over Israel. Can you say amen to that? Right in your seemingly imprisonment, let the kingdom of God overwhelm your life. That is the secret of supernatural abundance. Heaven and earth may pass away. No man can make that other man poor. No devil in hell can make him live in penury. Because it's after the kingdom, God will be after his welfare. That's how God operates. Hallelujah. That's how God operates. That's how God operates. I must tell you, friends, I have lived by these principles I'm speaking to you right now for years. It works like fire. I don't pray for God to give me something right now. God won't even let me wait. He won't let me even pray. I don't even have the heart to pray. Too many things to do next time. Hallelujah. Too many things. Preaching here tonight, preaching here tomorrow night, and running up this and anointing you all with oil. And getting to another city to start another one. And leaving that city for another place. And leaving that one for another place. Until Jesus comes, that's all my movement. So if I have any prayer, it's God, you are sending me to next. I need your grace to operate there. Because if he's not sending the same message he's preaching to you right now to them, he has another thing for them. So I have to wait on there to receive it. That is the secret. Open with me to 2 Chronicles and chapter 26. We try to close right now. Chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles. Chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles chapter 26. And verse 4. I read verse 4 and we all read verse 5. And he did, we're talking about Uzziah. Uzziah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. Let's read verse 5 together. Aren't you happy with that statement? And as long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Not as long as he sought after money. as long as he sought after the Lord, God made him to prosper. I see many preachers around the world today. Their dream, day in, day out, is how money will roll in. They play all manner of gimmicks. They write all manner of letters. They play all manner of games. Just for money. Nothing for the kingdom. I tell you, friends, I was telling the pastor today, I said, my greatest excitement in life is just doing what I'm doing now. What I'm eating does not get me excited. That I'm doing what God sent me for to do is my excitement. That's my joy. That's my happiness. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I've been to America several times, but I can't tell what time I went to a shop in America to look for something to buy. So, how much do you sell your shirt? We say we buy shirts in our country. I don't need that here. I came here to preach. When I finish preaching, I fire back to where I will preach next. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Still fulfilling Matthew 6:33. God made him to prosper. So all money-seeking things, you end up with high blood pressure. You better drop it. Let sinners crave after it. You crave after Jesus. And God will crave after your welfare. It is not wrong to walk, but what I'm saying is that let even the work you are doing be kingdom-oriented. The Lord, you know you own me and you own my business. Hallelujah. Well, if it is true you have given him your life, how can your things become too difficult for God to have? So I even wonder how many people are converted, who claim to be converted, are really converted. You know what conversion means? That you have handed over your life to Jesus. And now your 1 naira can't be handed over. What a paradox. If God is going to die tonight, there are some people that the 1 naira in their hand will never come down. They say, God needs aspirin. And he needs your 1 naira. They say, God, die if you want. As far as I'm concerned with this 1 naira, no man on earth can take it from me. Not even you, the Almighty. It's my 1 naira in my hand. That's why God couldn't have allowed himself to be sick. Because if he has to wait on you to be healed, he will have died longest time. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now, if you say this to yourself, then you are prophesying New Testament. As long as I seek the kingdom and his righteousness, I cannot but prosper. It's a settled law. I cannot but prosper. I mean, you see folks who find it difficult to pay tithe. You see how far away they are from what you are talking about. We are talking about some men who gave all. Didn't you read that one that Peter was talking about? We have left all and we have followed. And then you have one thing became a struggle between heaven and hell. Peter said, we left all and followed thee. Hallelujah. We left all and we followed thee. Some of us threw everything away, including parents, relations, and good name, everything thrown to the trash to be where we are today. So I can join Peter in saying we left all and followed thee. Everything. Everything. Everything that is something that people are proud about today had to be slaughtered to stand where we are standing. That God might give us a better resurrection and a brighter possession according to his word. But our motivation is that his kingdom may go forward. That's all we have. I can see God changing your attitude right now. That you now know what to pursue. Do you know God's particular blessings? They don't pursue, they don't run after it. It comes to people. He said, if you diligently hearken to what I'm saying, you'll be. He said, this blessing shall come to you and overtake you. It will come, you won't run like a horse pursuing after the wind. This will come to you and overtake you. And the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. I want you to enjoy that. God said, and I shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. And he said, you shall lend always and shall not borrow. I look at those things and I say, if all it takes is for me to carry God's kingdom on my head, I better do. I better do. Noah Hay is a great man of wealth in the kingdom of God, said. How many have heard about Noah Hay before? That's a great man of wealth in the kingdom of God. Noah Hay said, if I can convince you to seek God first, to make God first in your affairs, then I can guarantee you will prosper in all that you do. I can guarantee you, you will prosper. Well, bless God for his blessed soul, nobody, but that's exactly what Jesus said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I can guarantee you that all these things the Gentiles kill themselves about, they shall be added to you. Let me end by saying this. Among other things, the Lord sent me to this country to prepare a people of wealth in his kingdom. And he said to me in an urgent commission, get down home and make my people rich. And by saying so, he opened my eyes to mysteries of the kingdom of God in preparing a people of wealth that will cause the kingdom of God to supernaturally advance through financial abundance and excesses in our generation. And that's what I'm doing. Hallelujah. When I lay this my hand on you, it means impartation of commission. That's what it means. I want to bring this thing in, and tomorrow I will conclude in this series. And trust God to blow you up to his widest dream for you. So you can look at yourself and say, God, so you could do it so effortlessly. That's how God does it. I tell you, friends, some of us spend today, we can't even tell what much we are spending per time, just as the Holy Ghost begins to give the nudging. It's always there. God can trust us with it. So we always have it. His kingdom is first. He knows it. You know what God said about Abraham? He said, I know him. Oh, I know him. I wish all the preachers today are really preachers. Many of them are grabbers. Out to grab. My joy as a preacher, as a pastor, is not to carry you on the back every day as a baby. I want you to help others to grow by the spiritual growth that God has granted you. I don't want to be praying for you. I don't say pleasure in praying for you. I want to be able to talk to God directly yourself. And then see God in action. So you can have enough evidence that your God is true. That's all I want. If you do these few things you have heard tonight, you will go places. When it's time to tithe, know you are expressing your love to God. It's time to give, know you are expressing your love to God. You are in business, plan God along with your profits. Amen. Plan God along with your profit. God, you give me a profit of 250,000, I guarantee you so percentage of it. I want to express my love for you. Don't be a grabber. Grab everything. Pam, 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 pam. And God is number last in everything you think. That's not how to make it. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, I know you need them. I don't see you as greedy or overambitious. I agree with that you need them, but you don't have to crave after them and kill people to get them and steal to get them. I will supernaturally add them to you if you agree with me. Seek me first. Seek my kingdom first and his righteousness. And I will add these things to you. Can you say amen to that? I can sense that your prayer requests are coming to an end right now. There's a position you get to in Christ that before you ask, God is already answering. So he will take you outside your own needs because you have now committed yourself to the advancement of his kingdom. So he has committed himself to your well-being. So he begins to do things that you have never asked. There was a time I asked the Lord, I said, won't you even be patient for me to pray first? Then he said, no, I told you before that before you ask, I shall answer. And while you are yet speaking, I will perform. He said, it's not all of you that will start asking for things for yourself. For those of you who stay with my kingdom, I will be looking after you by myself and putting into your life the things I know you need. What a life of joy. I had a great man of God, the Archbishop Bethany, that was saying, he has used 25 cars, just only 25 cars. Are you following? Just 25 cars. And he has never prayed in his life for a car. He has never what?
Never.
He said, how did he get it? God added them to him. That's how he got it. Hallelujah. God added them to him. If you know what those men did with money when they had no money, for the kingdom of God, you'll be dazed. I mean, you will be dazed. People that can't see pastor wear tongue collar without going to replace it. Not because he's a pastor, but because he couldn't stand someone representing his father's kingdom appear that way. Everyone that got anywhere today walked their way consciously into the place. Not by chance. If it's destiny, we have a common destiny. The Bible says he has predestined us. He called us. Those he predestinated, he called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. If it's destiny, we have a common destiny. We have a... Do you know prosperity is not a gift? How many of you have ever thought about that? It's a covenant to all the seed of Abraham. Everyone that comes out of the loins of Abraham has a legal access to it. All you need to do is to put God first. Hallelujah. And those who put God first never get weary. They 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 never... You can be a preacher of fire. But if God is not first in your attitude to life and materials, far away from prosperity. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Rise to your feet, saints of God.
Surely you must have been blessed by this message. For other things of this same anointed servant of God, Bishop David Oyedepo, you can contact David Oyedepo Ministries International, P.O. Box 3573 Kaduna, or P.O. Box 3374 Agege Lagos, or personally contact Dominion Cathedral, Garden of Faith, Number 1 Faith Avenue, Bangawa, Kaduna, or Winners Chapel, Number 1 New Era Road, Yarefaja, Agege, Lagos. God bless you abundantly in Jesus' name.
Amen.